In Britain, Prime Minister Tony Blair faced a small revolt at his own Labour Party's annual convention in Brighton over the subject of the war in Iraq. He had wanted to talk about domestic policy. Instead, he had to defend the war, which he did without apology.
Success for us in Iraq is not success for America or Britain or even Iraq itself, but for the values and the way of life that democracy represents.
But the news from Iraq is politically troubling. Two British soldiers were killed today in Basra, and many Britons fear for the life of the British engineer Ken Bigley, captured 2 weeks ago by militants who've beheaded two Americans they captured with him. Joining us now from the Labour Party conference in Brighton is Colin Brown. He's deputy political editor for the Independent newspaper. Colin, what did Mr. Blair say about Iraq and the war?
The most important message he had was, in effect, to apologize to the Labour Party for the inaccuracy of the intelligence on which Britain and the United States went to war. He was under a lot of pressure to show some contrition, and he did so over the intelligence, but he said he could not apologize over the overthrow of Saddam for actually going to war. He still thinks it was the right thing to do.
How much opposition is there within his own party on Iraq?
There is tremendous opposition. You don't see it very publicly, but it is around, and the cabinet was warned only last week that it's turning voters off, that they will simply stay at home, the ministers have been told, and it could amount to 3 million voters just not voting in the next general election.
When is that next election?
It's likely that the government will call a general election next May. So this conference has been very much used as a springboard for the general election campaign. Actually, one other very important thing was a little bit of distancing between himself and George Bush. This was also wanted by the delegates at this conference, and he said that some people had said that he was too close to George Bush. He didn't apologize for doing that on the war, but he did make it clear that as soon as the presidential elections are over, he will be pressing either George Bush or Kerry, whoever's elected, to make some progress on the Middle East. And that was a very important message to his own conference.
Mr. Blair's in kind of a funny political position, isn't he? Because the opposition Conservative Party, It does support the war in Iraq. So his own party doesn't, but the opposition does. I'm not quite sure where that leaves him.
Well, he's in a very strong position because the main opposition party, the Conservative Party, does support the war and will not go back on that. However, the Liberal Democrats, the third party in British politics, are coming up very fast. And there's a by-election on Thursday, and the Liberal Democrats could actually seize a Labour seat in that by-election. The government is quite worried, not only at the possibility that the Liberal Democrats will be able to gain support because of the continued opposition to the war, but also this possibility that people will simply be opposed to the war that they won't vote. It's the mass abstention that the government is also worried about.
Colin Brown, deputy political editor for the Independent newspaper at the British Labour Party conference in Brighton. Thank you, Colin.
Thank you. Bye-bye.